Welcome. I'm Leslie Canham.
I'm Mary Gavoni.
I'm Linda Harvey.
I'm Olivia Wan, and together we are the Compliance Divas.
Welcome to the Compliance Divas podcast. My name is Mary Gavoni, and I will be the moderator for this episode along with my fellow divas, Leslie, Linda, and Olivia. We are going to discuss a special event coming up for the month of September called DICAM, which is Dental Infection Control Awareness Month. And this is a designated time when our favorite organization, OSAP, the Organization for Safety, Asepsis, and Prevention, focuses on a number of topics related to infection control in dentistry. The tagline for OSAP is the safest dental visit. So that's what we want to emphasize for our listeners, that we want to help you to know where to go, what to do, and how to highlight to your patients that their dental visit is going to be the safest it can be. Please subscribe to our podcasts at thecompliancedivas.com or whatever podcast app that you utilize. And any of the resources that we discuss in this episode will be available on our website, thecompliancedivas.com. So just a quick overview. This has been going on with OSAP for a number of years now. I think this may be 5 or 6 years that September has been designated Dental Infection Control Awareness Month. And the theme this year is staying in the know together, so that we are presenting consistent information to our patients, among our team members, and so forth, so that we're all sort of singing from the same hymn book in terms of infection prevention and control. So Linda, can you share with us the topics that will be emphasized in all the weeks during September's DICAM?
Sure, Mary. For our listeners to be able to stay in the know together, OSAP is going to be focusing on a different topic each week. So the first week, September 5th to the 9th, the week of Labor Day, will be hand hygiene. Then followed after that week, September 12th to the 16th, will be dental unit water lines. That's a big conundrum in every office, right? There's always challenges with that. The third week, September 19th through the 23rd, is instrument reprocessing. And I'd like to mention there that on Tuesday of that week, September 20th, the divas have been invited to take over OSAP's social media, and we'll be having some fun things about instrument reprocessing that day. So please stay tuned to all the OSAP publications and media and social media that day so they can be in the know with what we will share. And then lastly, OSAP is going to wrap up the month of September with September 26th to the 30th being about the topic of personal protective equipment. So four great topics for our listeners to stay in the know together, Mary.
Thanks, Linda. That is great. I like that they're focusing on a different topic each week. So please tune in for all of the weeks. Watch for announcements on social media and watch for the Divas on September 20th. Olivia, what has OSAP done to help dental practices out there, our listeners, to maybe design some things or utilize some things for their own social media about Dental Infection Control and Awareness Month?
Yeah, Mary, I think it's great that OSAP is providing this social media toolkit. So please go to OSAP's website, osap.org/DICAM. And so patients could be made aware of the dental practices, safety practices, and how they demonstrate their commitment to keeping patients safe while they visit their office. So this toolkit makes it really easy and fun. Encouraged to use the hashtag DICAM22. And what's included here is customizable patient-facing poster, brochure, and even dental scripts, which will save practices a lot of time. And there are sample social media posts for Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and some great ideas and resources. So I hope that our audience will take advantage of the social media toolkit.
Great. Thanks, Olivia. And something that just occurred to me as you were mentioning all those great resources, this comes at a perfect time when we're getting sort of that conflicting information out from the CDC that there's some of the COVID-19 measures have been relaxed, but they still haven't been updated yet for healthcare facilities. So maybe some of these educational tools and social media tools will help to alleviate some of the contentiousness, if you will, of people who don't want to comply with masks coming into the facility and so forth. Leslie, the CDC has a lot of educational resources and posters and all kinds of things. Can you share with us, highlight some of those for us?
Oh, Mary, I'm just thrilled about all the available resources, because one thing that CDC has been recommending to us for quite some time now is that every dental practice needs an infection control coordinator. But it seems that not everyone who steps into the shoes of infection control coordinator really understands what their role and responsibilities are. And sometimes people will decline that infection control coordinator title because they're just not confident that they are able to cover everything. And with all of the resources that are available from OSAP and CDC, anyone who has some experience in clinical dentistry can be a very effective infection control coordinator. So OSAP has bundled together some free resources that describe the responsibilities of the infection control coordinator and how to actually have a dentist staff put a person in this position and support this important position. And they also have, again, some tools and resources and checklists. There's going to be a lot of those tools and resources that are going to be released through those weekly DICAM topics. But I wanted to mention one resource that's been very helpful to dental practices that didn't know which way to go when COVID hit. There's a resource called OSAP CareQuest Institute Best Practices for Infection Control in Dental Clinics During COVID-19. Well, those best practices that seem to be still in place today, while we've relaxed a few things, a few of the COVID protocols that we had, there's also many that I don't think are going to go away, that are just sound infection prevention and control practices that COVID brought up to the front. Like, for example, the barriers that go between the receptionist and the reception area. That's a great idea. And COVID or no COVID, and seasonal flu and common cold, that anyone sneezes or coughs, those aerosols and droplets can travel. So that's a great thing to keep. There's also a planning guide on how to take ownership of the infection control coordinator role, along with, believe it or not, a sample infection control coordinator job description and various articles that define the role and outline the tools and the resources. So you really don't ever have to go it alone as the infection control coordinator, or if you appoint someone in your practice to be the infection control coordinator, let them know that OSAP has tons of support. And this DICAM week is going to be quite helpful for tuning in to listen to the various different topics. I'm excited about it. And I'm always excited about OSAP because a long time ago, I never heard of OSAP. And for many, many years, I think what I heard over and over again was that OSAP was dentistry's best kept secret. Well, we want to let that secret out of the closet now and let everybody know how they can really be effective in infection prevention and control.
Thanks, Leslie. You very, very did a very good job of pointing out all the great resources that are available to our listeners from OSAP. So we hope that you will mark your calendars. September 1st starts DICAM month, and watch for social media posts. And also, if you're not a member of OSAP, consider becoming a member. It's a very affordable membership for someone working in a dental practice, and that information is available on the OSAP website. As Olivia said, OSAP, OSAP.org, and you will see all the member benefits that you get from belonging to OSAP. So we thank you for joining us for this podcast. Remember, September 1st through September 30th, DICAM, Dental Infection Control Awareness Month. And please visit the Compliance Divas website at thecompliancedivas.com. We will have all of the OSAP and DICAM resources listed there. And if you have any questions for us, you may submit them to support@thecompliancedivas.com. As the Compliance Divas, we bring clarity and simplicity to compliance by navigating the regulatory world to keep you on course. Thank you for joining us. We hope you join us again soon.